Huge game tomorrow night. Can't wait for it. MCG. It is the Brett Maloney Cup. Everyone stands.
It's getting bigger and bigger, isn't it?
Every single time they play, Melbourne and Brisbane play, the occasion gets bigger.
You've seen the handles on the cup too? Yeah. They're like massive, like biceps.
Biceps, and it just looks beautiful as well.
It's tanned.
It's just great. Again, it's going to be a big game, and to talk to us about it is the former Demon and Lion, and our great friend. He's the coach of the Mighty Gorillas.
Up the Gorillas.
The Queensland Footy League. Brett Maloney. G'day, Beamer.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Mate, I couldn't wait for chatting to you. This is going to be great. How are you, more importantly? How's your pre-season been? How are you feeling? How are you looking?
Yeah, going well. We've had a big pre-season, like many clubs around Australia, but we've gone out and recruited, we've done well in the recruiting phase, and we picked up Reece Matheson actually straight out of the AFL, and he played on the weekend. He had 39, 10 clearances and 2 goals, and he was outstanding. But a couple of boys from the NT and a couple of boys from the Canberra Footy League, so we go Australia wide. And it's just going to take a little bit of time. We had 7 new players in the side on the weekend, and with the result, it took us about 40 minutes to get going. So we'll be right. We'll bounce back this week against Noosa.
Brent, it's Woz here. Before we get too much into the footy, last time we spoke, you did mention that you sort of like to travel around the world and get to some of the great sporting events with the Masters on just around the corner. What's the bucket list like?
Mate, I'd love to get to one of the Euros or a World Cup.
That'd be good.
That's definitely on the bucket list.
Where's the next one?
The Euros are in Germany this year. Yeah. But that's in the middle of footy, so I'm not sure if the Gorillas will like that.
They'll be more than happy. I mean, you tell them what to do.
But I'll be just watching that, obviously late nights again. But, I'd love to get to a Super Bowl. I've got one mate that goes every year, so I keep telling him, I'm coming next year. So it'd be great to get to a Super Bowl as well.
Oh, excellent.
Should be good. Now let's get to the footy, mate. The D's and Lions. Have you seen the AFL as a whole so far this year, mate? Have you enjoyed it? And what are your thoughts on the type of footy that's been played?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the Thursday night games. Obviously, we train Thursday nights and then come in and have a dinner all together, and the footy's on, and the boys absolutely love it. So tomorrow night is going to be a cracking game. I've gone and watched Brisbane a couple of times already. Obviously, quite surprising to lose 2 home games. But both grand final teams took a while to get going, and it is a long season, so... But this is a pretty important game for Brisbane, pretty important game for both clubs. But Melbourne seem to be back to their best. And, with Oliver and Petrarca and Gorn in really good form, it's going to be a great contest.
Sure. Just firstly, the teams have just come out as well. So Threlshop is going to make his debut for the D's after Cozzy Pickett has been suspended. So
yep.
Tarjo Woden looks like he's going to be the sub, and Brisbane haven't made a change. So they're going in with the same team that beat North Melbourne last week.
Yeah, so obviously that young kid, he's got the mullet, I think. He's got the curly-haired mullet. And I saw that kid announced this afternoon. Jack Viney announced it, and... all the boys got around him, so I think he'll bring a bit of excitement to the team. But I watched that Brisbane game against North Melbourne. They probably should have won by more. They just missed a lot of their opportunities. So Brisbane haven't hit their straps yet, but on the MCG, pretty big stage. They'll be expecting a better output from a lot of their senior players, who have been probably down a little bit. It's good to see Danaher get his hands on the footy and probably had a best on ground performance last week. Hipwood seems to be getting in a little bit of form. You know what you're going to get from Lachie Neale and these types of players week in and week out. So As I said, it's going to be a ripping contest.
Yes, and I just you played obviously 23 games for the Cats before you're making your real debut for the D's. I mean, let's be fair, that would have been a much better and more exciting experience playing for Melbourne other than someone else. Tell us about your debut, mate. What can you remember from it for the D's?
Yeah, look, it was it was something that I always dreamt of doing. Debuting for Melbourne as a young kid, our whole family broke to Melbourne, and that was my dream, to run out the MCG in the red and blue. And we were playing Essendon, it was 2005, and it was actually the Troy Broadbridge game, tribute game.
Is that your debut?
Obviously, it was a quite emotional build up, and we walked out all together to You Never Walk Alone, and we run through the banner all together, and it was a huge crowd, and playing against Essendon, with Hurd and Solomon and all these guys, blokes who have won premierships. And, to run out, starting in the middle, Neil Danaher said to me, "You're starting in the middle." The first time I spoke to him, he goes, "You're starting in the middle, round one." And that just gave me plenty of confidence throughout the pre-season. And, I did start in the middle that day and got three votes. So it was a memorable night.
Absolutely.
It was. I was actually at that game. The significance obviously was Troy and, obviously his passing. It was a very sad and somber night. But, I can just remember looking at the sky that night. You probably wouldn't have noticed, but even the sky was red and blue.
Yeah, well, I've got this photo at home. It's at mum and dad's. It's of, the centre bounce and the MCG in the background and the moon behind it. It's a huge photo, and it was a special night. I remember us all walking off together arm in arm, to celebrate Troy's life. And it was a very memorable night and something I'll never forget.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, what about coaching these days? How sort of far off AFL coaching type are you coaching at your level?
When you coach at a lower level, you're doing a lot. So your coach, your senior coach, your obviously head recruiter. I've got guys obviously doing that as well. But you're doing a lot. But I've got a great support team. Fantastic footy department. Great assistant coaches. We don't have the resources that AFL clubs have, but we try and give our players the best opportunity to go out there and perform week in and week out. So, with vision and obviously, we've got ice bars and things like that. So it is obviously a little bit different to AFL with the spending and stuff like that. But I love it. The relationship I have with the players, and that's why I love doing what I do. And just seeing the players grow on and off the field is the most enjoyable thing about it. So people always ask me, they go, "Do you want to go back into the AFL?" And it's probably something that, I will eventually aspire to, but I always want to coach my own team and create my own game plan and make a few mistakes, and learn from that. And then hopefully... because a lot of guys go straight into the AFL system and they're just development coaches or assistant coaches, and then they haven't actually coached their own side. So I'm really enjoying that part of it. And then maybe one day I'll head back into the AFL system.
And there's a special talent up there at the moment whose father was not a bad Melbourne player.
Yes.
Any word on... Jeff's young fella running around up there and where he might end up?
Yeah, so obviously I still have a great relationship with Jeff, and his young lad, I think it's Kai, he's coming through. And I think he's part of the father-son and daughter academy at the Melbourne Footy Club. So, we'd love to see him in the Demon Colours in a couple of years.
What we've learned... Sorry, Beamer. What we've learnt, though, he's also part of the Gold Coast Academy. So,
yes. So, he's a part of the Gold Coast Academy as well. So,
I'm nervous.
There's going to be a bit of, that's it. So, if you've seen him play, he runs. The way he floats across the air, I never got up that high. But, he was he jumps exactly like Jeff. And Jeff was one of the great ruckmen, but one of the most skillful ruckmen I played with. He was one of the best field kicks I've seen. And for a ruckman to be able to do that was a huge effort. So yeah, hopefully over the next couple of years, he gets into the AFL system.
You just don't know how stressed Jack is about this.
The whole future just depends on it.
I know. And
we've followed his journey since he was like 12 on this show.
That's it, absolutely. So you'll start to hear, people will start to hear his name a lot over the next couple of years. And, hopefully, he can keep developing and, hopefully he ends up at the D's.
Yes, so we can only hope. You got to get his word in and how good a club Melbourne is.
That's it.
I mean, I'm not too sure if you're barrack for him still or not, but you just got to keep, you're best and fairest winner and, whatever at the D's, so that's good.
I will just say it is one of those things. I live in Brisbane. I go to all the Brisbane home games. I am a Melbourne supporter, but I obviously see Brisbane a lot more and I still support them, just naturally living up here. So, but deep down, I'm a Melbourne supporter. Oh, so,
smile on my face, Beamer. It's great.
Loving the eyes.
Huge game this. We're going to be talking about Thursday, but firstly, huge game against Noosa. You got to bounce back.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, Noosa, they're always tough. They're always really competitive. Daniel Rich is playing for Noosa, so. Ooh. Daniel Rich and Reece Matheson, we've got some really strong ex-AFL players playing in the Quaffle now. Like, why wouldn't you want to come up and play in Queensland? Tom Hickey played for Palm Beach last week and Aaron Hall, and yes. They caused us a few problems. Hickey was outstanding in the ruck. So, we do have some ex-AFL players dropping back into the system. But the best thing about Matheson, he's 27. You know what I mean? He's in his prime. So we're really happy to have him, playing with us. But it'd be they're two great mates, so I'm sure there'll be a bit of banter out in the field. But hopefully we can get the job done and get our season off and going.
Let's go, the Gorillas!
Can't wait. And of course, tomorrow night, MCG, the Brett Maloney Cup. I know you're going to be flying down to it to present it. Who are you going to present it to? Lachie Neal or Max?
Max Gawn. Yeah, look, it's going to be a fantastic contest. We just don't know what we're going to get out of Brisbane at the moment. Melbourne have been a little bit more consistent. I was a little bit hesitant after round one, but the last three or four games have been, pretty clinical. So I think Melbourne will win at the MCG, but let's hope it's a tight tussle and good viewing for everyone.
Do you believe there is a mental issue with the Lions that the MCG and they just can't win there? I mean, I know they've been close.
Yeah,
and,
I think...
Well, is it turning into a real massive problem?
Yeah, I think it was. I think they won there last year. I think they broke the hoodoo. I think it was against Melbourne, wasn't it?
Melchum kicked the winning goal that night.
Oh, Melchum, but they did win down there last year. I think they've broken that hoodoo, but, they played on the last day of September. Could have really went either way last year. So I think they'll go down there with confidence. But, we'll all wait and see.
Definitely. I know you're waiting to get. I know you ordered a beer just before you spoke to us. I'm sure that's getting a bit warm, mate. So we'll let you get back to it.
I was just having dinner. So.
Well, hopefully it's not cold. I really appreciate you giving us some of your time again, Beamer. It's great to catch up.
Thanks, boys. All the best.
Thanks, Beamer.
What a gun, Brent Maloney there, former Cat, Demon, and Lion. 166 games. And a best and fairest at Melbourne.
Clearly your man crush.
Well, one of many, let's be fair. There's a few on the list.